when they started the federal death education, which actually teaches you about suicide and how to commit suicide, very sick. Again, the schools are re-education camps. Teachers don't even know this. They've been more re-educated in their continuing education than anybody else. They would have the children get in coffins, claustrophobic, teach them how to commit suicide, teach them how to hang themselves. Like, little girls get depressed, and this is how they hang themselves. It's so easy. Don't ever put it around your neck and tie the rope to the bathroom stall. Then the little girls think, oh, I'm depressed. I'm going into puberty. I need to commit suicide, and then suicide explodes. And then there's even more suicide education, and the suicide even increases. And we got to put more people on Ritalin and Prozac that makes them commit suicide even more to stop the suicide. How are the feds going to stage mass shootings? Well, like the other cases, it'll be the sons of former top Air Force psychiatrist in mind control programs. They'll be, you know, it'll be children that grew up on military bases. They would have been in psychiatric care. And then, you know, the schools will stand down. Half the school won't be there that day because the insiders will warn all their children. The police will stand down, be ordered to stand down while the PSYOP, while the mass shooting goes on. So they're going to stage some of those, and I think it's going to be big. I'm predicting that in the first year of Obama, they're going to stage some big mass shootings. And it's going to be really obvious because they're going to want graphic video. They're going to release the surveillance video of, you know, children having their heads blown off. You know, it could be in a fast food restaurant, too. That's one of their favorites, or an amusement park. But, of course, then there's not just the programming, grabbing people, drugging them, shock therapy. You know, that's all declassified for mind control. Oh, yeah, on record, it's not just Hollywood movies. Just Google CIA mind control, Dr. Ewing Cameron, or any of those, you'll find it. The culture itself is under mind control. Just the violence on television, the culture, the video games, the conditioning, and all the studies show it destroys the inhibition to taking life, to killing people, to simulate murdering thousands of people every day playing these shoot 'em up games, to then watch all these slasher films. I mean, the television is a mind control instrument. The flicker rate is Pentagon designed and fine tuned. So the culture itself, also the feds stage a few mass shootings, then they advertise it, and then copycats who are always hopped up on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, they're always on Prozac class of drugs, which they know causes psychopathic breaks. That was in its own trials in the 80s. Now on the inserts of all those drugs by law, we push for that. It's in their mind that that's what they do. Well, you know, my wife's divorcing me. She's over there having a Christmas party. I'm a defense contractor. It's always defense contractors because they're in a culture of evil. I'll just dress up like Santa Claus and go in and shoot 9 people and burn the place down and kill myself. See, I don't think that's mind control, direct mind control, though they always seem to be defense related. That is a copycat because it's advertised. I mean, they've done federal studies. When they started the federal death education, which actually teaches you about suicide and how to commit suicide, very sick. Again, the schools are re-education camps. Teachers don't even know this. They've been more re-educated in their continuing education than anybody else. And they're given a false reason while they do it when there's a real reason. And Columbine was the first school in the nation in 1990, according to 2020, because they had deaths and suicides there before the mass shootings. Record suicides at Columbine because it was a particular, you know, military-base-run brainwashing camp. They would have the children get in coffins, claustrophobic, teach them how to commit suicide, teach them how to hang themselves. Like, little girls get depressed, and this is how they hang themselves. It's so easy. Don't ever put it around your neck and tie the rope to the bathroom stall. Then the little girls think, oh, I'm depressed. I'm going into puberty. I need to commit suicide, and then suicide explodes. And then there's even more suicide education, and the suicide even increases. And we got to put more people on Ritalin and Prozac that makes them commit suicide even more to stop the suicide.
I told you this last week, and the little kid called in and confirmed it. It's true. Kids here in Austin, all over the country, it's being pushed by the government, by the NEA, which is Friends of the Government, national, I mean, the big teachers union, the National Education Association. They get like 8 kids around a round table and say only 6 can live. What's going to happen? And the kids all decide, and the teacher gives them hints about who should die. You're a professor, you're a teacher, you're an environmental helper, you can live. Teaching them that they're part of this, they'll be surviving. This is happening. It's this little round table. And the kids aren't thinking how to build a spaceship bigger or how to beat things or how to get over problems. No, when faced with problems, people have to die. Let's go to some calls.
Alex?
Yes.
I love your show. I wanted to ask you, I have a daughter at Westwood High School, and what's the deal with the round table? I haven't heard about this.
Well, I have been told this. I have seen films, documentaries, and then I found out from my sister that at a private school, she does it, and all her textbooks are not about inventors or scientists or America beating Hitler. It's all about how wonderful the Indians are and how bad America is.
Yeah.
But, excuse me, all schools do this now, pretty much, except a few private ones. And my sister goes to a great private school, by the way. I just couldn't believe seeing her textbooks.
Here in Austin?
They have round tables at the public schools here, and I've had, and a couple weeks ago I talked about this, and I had kids call, and they talked about it. They talked about the fact that they get them around a round table, and they say, there's eight of us here, only six can live, we're on a spaceship, we're in a bomb shelter. And then the kids, rather than thinking of a way to build the ship bigger or dig a tunnel out or, you know, beat problems, we've got to solve the problem by somebody dying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the World Bank, with Chairman Wolfston from Austria, nice people over there, you know, into killing and things. It's just something they do. It's an old European trait. It's an old Japanese trait. Elitist. It comes from monarchy type thinking. You got a problem? Have a war. Kill some people.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you know what schools are doing it?
I mean, lots of schools. I've gotten calls on my comment line about it, and I had a little girl call, and she goes, well, it wasn't spaceship with us. It was called bomb shelter. And they're having it. Usually where you've got pro-socialist teachers that are real big NEA, the NEA, I've seen their pamphlets, my producer showing them to me, Heather Has Two Mommies, things like this. You know, that's the place of the parents. Well, they've also got how to teach the kids about playing spaceship.
Yeah, well, I have a bunch of friends who homeschool, and I think that's the way of the future, because they're not exposed to all this garbage.
Two of my cousins were homeschooled, top of their class. One went to Boston, one went to Harvard.
Yeah.
You know, both top of their class coming out of there because they were homeschooled.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I've only got about a minute left. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Let's take one more caller. Hello, caller on there.
Hello.
Yeah, real fast. We got 30 seconds.
Yeah, all right. Hey, what you were discussing earlier, what they did at the schools, yeah, we did that, but we had to do it on our genetic superiority, like heart disease, what we had in our family's past, because there was going to be two of us chosen out of 10.
Oh.
And we had five males, five females. What they were going to do is we were going to pick two of the most perfect people, as in that they didn't have heart disease in their family history.
I appreciate your call. We got 15 seconds.
This is an information war. You want folks to fight the globalists. You want people to take on the tyrants. We're doing it, and we're having hands down the biggest effect in this fight. And we're being mimicked. We're being parroted. We're being supported by so many other great prominent people that are looking into our research and finding out it's true. And InfoWars is having its greatest victories ever in hearts and minds around the country and the world. I was just flying around commercial in the United States. Got nothing but love last week. Nothing but love wherever I go, compared to quite a bit of hate previously. That's a report to you that we're winning the information war and the Great Awakening is here. But you've got to make the decision on whether or not you want these people to win. And there's nowhere that you can support by spreading the word, by praying for the broadcast, by buying products like InfoWars and InfoWarsStore.com. And those that have been doing it know who you are, and you are the reason we've had such success. Without you, none of these good things will be happening. The enemy recognizes that we're the tip of the spear. That means you're the tip of the spear in the information war for hearts and minds. So I salute those that have supported us, and I just ask those that haven't, why aren't you spreading the word? Why aren't you buying the products? Why aren't you actively doing that? I'm just asking you a question, because we need
need you. You need us. We're in this together. So I'm simply asking all of you out there to think about what InfoWars has contributed. Think about how we've been the main target of the enemy because we're so effective and tell the truth. And then to make the decision to financially support the broadcast by getting great products at the same time. It's a decision that you've got to make. And I'm asking you to make that decision. I'm not complaining to the people that have been supporters over the years. Or if you don't have the finances, I really feel bad for you that you can't get these great supplements. And I wish they cost less, but I'm only going to sell the highest quality. But for those that have been on the fence, it's time to get off the fence right now. The enemy wouldn't want this show shut down if it wasn't so effective. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the highest quality CBD oil for your bones, your joints, your brain, your neurological systems. Get our great bone broth, get our great prebiotic. Get it all, vitamin D3, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, just wanted to explain that and make that extremely clear about how important that decision is that you have to make for yourself. You're in the driver's seat. You have to make the decision.